This is Lance Lambert speaking, and this is my update, Middle East update tape for October 2008. Firstly, I have been greatly impressed that in these high holidays, beginning with Rosh Hashanah and continuing through to Simchat Torah, all three major convocations, conferences, and celebrations have taken as their theme the Lion of Judah. And in my estimation, there could be no more apposite theme for the present period of turmoil and confusion in the world. In the United States, in particular, the United Kingdom, the European Union, and the nations at large, and Israel in particular. I would like to read some scriptures, first of all, in the last book of the Bible, Revelation, and chapter 5, from verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, close sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a great voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose the seals thereof?" And no one in the heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look thereon. And I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the lion that is of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath overcome to open the scroll and the seven seals thereof." And I saw in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders a little lamb standing as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came, and he taketh it out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the little lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song, saying, "Worthy art thou to take the scroll and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and didst purchase unto God with thy blood men of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and madest them to be unto our God a kingdom and priests, and they reign upon the earth." And I saw and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a great voice, "Worthy is the little lamb that hath been slain to receive the power and riches and wisdom and might and honour and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things that are in them, heard I saying, unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the little lamb, be the blessing and the honour and the glory and the dominion for ever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. I would like to follow that with a part of a prophecy in the prophecy of Jeremiah and chapter 25 from verse 30. Jeremiah 25 from verse 30. "Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord will roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will mightily roar against his pasture. He will give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the end of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will enter into judgment with all flesh. As for the wicked, he will give them to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great tempest shall be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth. I would like to follow that with a portion in the prophecy of Joel, chapter 3, and from verse 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. And the Lord will roar from Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be a refuge unto his people, and a stronghold to the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. Two small portions, one in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and chapter 49, and from verse 9, Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. These are the words of Jacob, the father, to his sons, and this is to Judah. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as a lioness, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the obedience of the peoples be. And then in the last book of the Bible, Revelation, and the last chapter, 22, and verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright, the morning star. In this update, I will seek, by the grace and power of God, to say something about the Lion of Judah, the root of David. Then the present world, something about the present world situation, climate change, the violent catastrophes, the financial turmoil, economic shaking, political and social shaking, the American election and whether it has anything to do with this, and finally, something about Israel and the Middle East. The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah is a royal title. Has always been understood as a royal title. When we come to the last book of the Bible and this incomparable vision in Revelation, recorded in Revelation 4 and 5, we see an amazing picture of the Almighty seated on his throne, like a rainbow around him, shining like an emerald, and in his hand a scroll sealed with seven seals. And then we hear this great voice from a very strong angel, who is worthy to open the scroll and to look thereon. And not a soul moved, nothing moved, in heaven, on earth, or under the earth. John the Apostle, who was in a forced labor camp on the Isle of Patmos, understood that scroll. And he burst into tears. The word in Greek, I wept much, is not just a quiet weeping, but a very obvious sobbing. He could not control himself because he realized that scroll represented a testament or a will. Of course, God has not died. In that sense, he doesn't leave a will or a testament. But what it does mean is this. That scroll, in the old ancient Jewish world, when you left and made a will or a testament, you wrote it on a scroll and it was sealed with at least three seals to stop anyone fiddling with it and adding something to the will. This had seven seals. And John understood that it represented the eternal purpose of God for the universe, for mankind, and for us, particularly for the redeemed and for Israel. And he because no one could do anything, he was stunned into uncontrollable weeping. An elder came, we don't know which of the 24, but he came and put his arm round John and said, "Don't weep anymore, John, control yourself. Look, the lion which is of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath overcome to take the scroll and to open it." And looking, John was looking for this lion. And instead, he saw a little lamb. But in Greek, again, it is arnion. It is a diminutive, meaning a little lamb. He saw a little lamb, so different to the lion, as it had been slain. Almost better translated, but rather, in a rather crude way, a little lamb as slaughtered. And to John's amazement, this little lamb goes up to the throne, takes the scroll, and opens it. And then the whole universe breaks into worship. All the redeemed, they say, "Thou art worthy, because by your blood you have purchased men from every tongue and tribe and nation and people, and made them to be a kingship and priests unto our God, and they will reign forever." It is an amazing picture. Now, for most Christians, those of you who are hearing me on this disc or on this tape, you will understand the little lamb. It is the finished work of the Lord Jesus that is the foundation of everything that God does. When God saves Israel, it is on that foundation. When God saves any sinner, it is on that foundation. When he turns a sinner into a saint, it is on that foundation. When a child of God grows, it is on that foundation. When a person is transformed into the image, changed into the likeness of the Lamb, it is on that basis. It is the basis for the